How do you know that you are ready to build out an online program, get all digital up on her selling your stuff?
Yeah.
I got one question for you on this fidget Friday. Hey, y'all. Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Y'all know you want to be making some monies up online. Everybody want to make money online. Some people do it really well and other people really struggle. I've been digging in deep over the past year or so trying to figure out what it is that makes some people just pop with different courses and membership sites and other people really struggle. And there's very tactical things, right, for it. And there are some internal reasons for it. I mean, there's a lot of factors, obviously, that go into this, but I'm going to give you a very practical one today that I think is a powerful question to ask yourself before you go building out something that you don't really know if people want or not, or if they're going to want to buy. Now, I work primarily with service-based businesses, so coaches and educators and therapists, people who work one-on-one and are doing a really, really great job getting results for their clients. And a result of that often is, man, I'm making such a big impact and difference in all these people's lives. Coming to the online space, I could help a lot more people. And I could probably work a lot smarter because if I figured out how to scale my efforts, maybe I won't be as burnout. I know a lot of therapists specifically and coaches, I mean, you're working one-on-one with people all day long and there's only so many people that you can see during a day. So you have the option, obviously, to raise your prices or you have to figure out another way. And sometimes the clientele that you want to serve maybe can't afford raise prices. So this is an option for you as a provider to serve people who maybe can't afford that higher one-on-one rate. So all this sounds fantastic, right? And I truly believe just about anybody can take advantage of the online space. And I say just about everybody just because I want to leave room for maybe a reason I'm not thinking of that I'm sure is out there. But for the most part, this is such a being able to scale online. I mean, goodness, people who weren't able even in the entertainment industry get in front of agents are now building their own audiences and now getting signed movie deals. I mean, there are people literally on TikTok who got a movie deal from their little skits they're doing in their bedroom. I mean, it's nuts. Where you used to have to beg for an opportunity, now you can give yourself an opportunity. And it's phenomenal. And everybody gets really excited about it. So they just jump on the bandwagon. And I think everybody should get on the wagon. I just want to give you a thought, a way to approach this that might save you a lot of time. So specifically with monetizing online courses, memberships, some kind of digital product, a very good question to ask yourself before you propel into it, because it's a lot of work, is will making this product, let's call it a little mini course. Let's say you have a mini course that you're going to sell for $200. Is creating this mini course when it's out into the world, is it actually going to save me time? Save me time? What are you talking about, Heather? A lot of times people create courses of things that they think people might want, as opposed to making something that is a solution to a problem they're already solving. Let me give you an example. There was a point where I was getting asked about podcasting daily. I was in DMs with people. People were reaching out. People were needing help with their podcast, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it was overwhelming. So I made a mini course on podcasting. It's still up, Podcasting Together. Set it at a low rate. It's like $100, $150, I don't know. And I spent hours going into everything I know about podcasting, from the technical side to the soft skills and the systems and processes and all of that, because making that literally saved me time. So instead of having to answer all these people, which by the way, I had a freebie set up too. So even if they couldn't afford the course, they could opt in to part of the information for free, instead of me spending so much time talking to them about this stuff and be like, listen, I have a free resource here. And if you really want to dive in deep, I have a reasonably priced course. And there were some people I even gave the course to for free because I know they couldn't afford it. Don't tell anybody. And it literally saved me time. Now, yeah, it did make me money, but me approaching it from a time saving perspective, it frames your offering in a new way. Let me explain. If you can say it doesn't save you time, it's not going to save me time solving this problem in this way, it probably means that you're not solving it right now anyway. If I were to make a course on writing blogs right now, it would not save me any time because no one's asking me about blogs. I'm not spending a ton of time solving people's blog problems. Thank God, I don't want to. I am not a writer. What are you spending a ton of time doing right now solving for people? I mentioned again that I work with a lot of therapists. So of course, there's therapists who are spending so much time on the phone with people. One specifically I know solving family problems, issues with families' communication. She spends hours and hours and hours and hours and hours a day, paid and unpaid, solving this problem. This is a need. This is something that she's already established herself as an authority on this. So a course would be an awesome idea. Now, I know this might seem kind of obvious, but I don't think people ask themselves the time question as much. They say, oh, do people need this? And of course, we always think people need whatever we think they need. But the truth is in the pudding, y'all. That's a Southern mama saying, right? That truth is in the pudding. If you're not solving this problem already, if you're not already spending a ton of time solving it, if it's almost not a burden on you right now because it's taking up so much of your time because you're solving it constantly, I'm not sure it's time for you to put it in a format to scale it, because that's the whole idea. What are you scaling if you're not helping anybody do it? If people aren't DMing you and asking you the same question over and over and over again, that's the issue. Why would you spend time, money, and energy to try to scale a problem that you're not currently being seen as the authority on? Now, there's a way to simply, fix this. Maybe you want to create a course on boxing. I don't know. That's kind of cool. And people aren't DMing you and asking you about the best boxing techniques. I don't know where I got that. I'm looking at across the street and there's this really cool looking red barn and I thought of boxing gloves and that's how ADD I am. But it always starts with us, right? If people aren't asking us questions about the problem that we want to solve, if they're not seeing us as an authority, if they're not seeking out answers from us, what are we doing to position ourselves as that authority? So two things. Number one, take ownership. Look at how you're positioning yourself out there. Are you educating and teaching people on XYZ right now, honestly? And number two, are you focused on building a community that you're serving? I've worked with a lot of people who've built up courses and membership sites prematurely, and now I have a kind of a standard now where I don't work with people unless they've done the groundwork of building out a community, because I've had so many people say, like, oh, I don't need that, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, when they've spent all this time and effort to build out a product, they're like, oh, how do I sell this? And you're like, well, remember how we talked about community beforehand? Community doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be huge, but there needs to be some people there who see you as the go-to person for X. So all this to say, I really want to encourage you to enter into this space. It's awesome. I know passive income sounds super appealing. It's not so much passive. There's so much work that goes into it, but it is a gift. It is really cool being able to put all of your knowledge in one place and put it at a price point and accessibility, where it's accessible to a lot of people and get that information out there. But we need to do it in a very smart way. Asking yourself, honestly, would this save me time? Is there a demand on me right now to solve this problem? And if not, taking ownership and looking at how you're positioning yourself. And if you're actively educating people right now on XYZ, are you focused on building a community and serving them for free and loving on them, because that's only going to elevate your efforts to monetize. And lastly, I'll just throw this little bonus one out there. This wasn't in my notes, but I just have to say it. Before you ever build out anything, make sure you always validate it with dollars. Pre-sale, put up a landing page, coming soon, whatever. I've mentioned it a million times on the show, but it was my first entrepreneurial heartbreak. I think it was like 2014 or something when I spent like all summer long making out this course. And I was so proud of it. I like did my own graphics with it, my own video editing. I mean, I was like super rookie, but I was like, this is such the bomb.com. And of course, nobody bought it. And I'm like, screw all of this. I'm never doing this again. But one super valuable lesson in that is, wow, man, learning how to validate anything with dollars before you build it out and put a lot of time and money and effort into it. Anyways, a little different Fidget Friday, but that's what's been on my heart and mind working with different clients. I'm thinking about how to help really, really good people make a big, big impact online. Listen, on a personal note, I've been learning a lot about just technology and where everything's going. And I'm so overwhelmed with it because I'm not naturally like a technology kind of gal. But, our new show, NFTs with Newbies, and learning about the metaverse that's coming out and all this stuff. And it's so overwhelming. And I keep thinking to myself, man, now more than ever, we need desperately good people to take up space online and to figure out how to amplify their messages and their work and their leadership online now more than ever, because there's so many this next generation coming up behind us, man, they're going to be living in a completely different world than what you and I have lived through. And there's an opportunity here. There's such a beautiful opportunity for us, yes, to make money and scale and grow and all that stuff, but more importantly, to figure out a way to unapologetically take up space online and show a different way, show what kindness and goodness and empathy and heart-centered work can do in person, face to face, and online. So if you have that nudge, please step up into it. We need you so desperately. To learn more about the technical stuff, remember we have that awesome workshop next week. It's linked up in the show notes. If you can't make it, it will be recorded and sent to you. But I love you. I'm in your corner. See you soon. Hey, y'all, before we go, if you've not connected with me over on Instagram, head over there right now. It's at Heather Parody, P-A-R-A-D-Y. I would love to get to know you over there. Again, that is at Heather Parody, P-A-R-A-D-Y.